531.
Pima News at 5. No'oya e Māori, I'm Nemai Vudango. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has announced a public inquiry into the government's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. The inquiry will be chaired by epidemiologist Professor Tony Blakely, former Minister Hekia Parata, and former Treasury Secretary John Whitehead. It's expected to offer lessons from the pandemic response. Ardern said it would cover the period from February 2020 to October 2022.
The scope of the inquiry is wide-ranging and will cover specific aspects of our health response, such as our border, community care, isolation, quarantine, as well as the economic response, and that does include broadly monetary policy. We'll also look into the effectiveness of our strategies, including elimination, minimisation and protection.
The inquiry will conclude in 2024. And the number of COVID-19 cases is continuing to climb. The seven-day rolling average shows 4,926 new daily cases of COVID-19 in the community. That's a 20% increase in the rolling average since last week. Almost 100 more people are in hospital compared to last week. Three people have died from COVID-19 in the past week. New research on Pacific law students and professionals shows Pasifika is still underrepresented in the sector, highlighting a monocultural legal profession. The research for Fola Naimbe used Talanoa to research 130 participants, the first time this method has been used for legal research. Victoria University senior lecturer Meletupo Vaitohi says students shouldn't have to leave their cultural identity at the door.
We just hope that with the work that we are doing at the moment, it will bring about some differences and help with our future Pasifika law students coming through and just to be proud of who they are. They have so much to offer. They don't have to change or to relinquish who they are to succeed in law.
Former All Black Sonny Bill Williams has gained approval for a mosque to be built in Sydney. Williams and NRL star Anthony Mundine have donated almost $200,000 towards the mosque, which has taken almost 5 years to get the green light. Pacific Songs was celebrated at the weekend in collaboration with the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. The Mana Moana concert featured the signature choir in Wellington, led by Fepulea'i Helen Tupai, with 50 singers featuring songs from all corners of the Pacific. A standout item was Sioeli o e Pasifiki by Tonga's Queen Salwati Tupou III. That's PME News at 5 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmenews.co.nz.